This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University's president says this will be a year of change at the institution. Dr. Jack Thomas addressed faculty and staff on the Macomb campus during Western's second annual University Assembly. Thomas pointed to the academic realignment plan unveiled last month as the new direction his administration envisions for Western. He called for people to be positive when talking about Western, though he acknowledged to reporters that challenges remain.
We have made cuts, and we will have to continue to make those cuts, and we will do the necessary things that we have to do.
Thomas said Western's deficit spending was $4 million last fiscal year. He said the school projects deficit spending for this fiscal year, too, though he declined to say how much. He said the administration is still working on it. Thomas said Western has become a tuition-dependent university because of declining state financial support. He also said Western will continue seeking other sources of funding. As mentioned earlier, the administration says the academic realignment plan will help guide the university, but faculty leaders say they're confused about the path forward. Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Boyer has that part of the story.
The university's plan for academic realignment identifies 37 different areas as centers for excellence. When the plan was unveiled during a press conference last month, the administration did not take questions from the audience. That left some Western faculty and staff to turn to social media to express confusion and ask questions about the plan. Philosophy professor Christopher Pines is the chair of the Faculty Senate. He agrees that the university should look to reorganize, but he says the administration is going about it the wrong way. He says faculty should not have first learned details about the realignment plan in a press conference setting.
One of the reasons that universities aren't businesses is because administration or leadership can't just make unilateral decisions. There's a concept of shared governance, and what has to happen is that best practices have to, in disciplines, have to go through the process of an evaluation and a decision procedure.
Pine says faculty should have been involved in the process from the beginning, as per university policy and procedures requiring shared governance. Phil Thompson is the president of Western's chapter of the University Professionals of Illinois, which is the union representing faculty on campus. He says there are requirements also in the union's contract that faculty must be consulted when changes are proposed to the academic structure. Thompson says that has not happened, and he worries at this point it never will.
Faculty feel like they have reversed the process. They started at the end, and the end that they want. And now they're going to ask for input that more or less confirms what they've already done.
Interim Academic Provost Kathy Newman says the administration does plan to hold town hall meetings and advisory groups in the future to give the university community the opportunity to provide observations, suggestions, and feedback on the university's realignment plan. But Thompson says he is worried that the administration's mind is already made up and only small tweaks and changes will come from those meetings. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.